This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give it a try. Let me know if it works. It should. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Jocelyn, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Jocelyn. What's on your mind?
I have a question about my daughter.
Okay.
I have a 2.5-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Okay.
And my 1-year-old has just recently, she's almost ready to walk. So the sibling rivalry has begun.
Escalated,
Yes, definitely. So the problem I'm dealing with, I think it's very common, but I don't know how to deal with it. And the way I have been dealing it, I think is not correct.
Okay.
So,
tell me what you've been doing. What the problem is and what she's doing.
So the problem is, you know, there's the one toy in the corner of the room that nobody wants. And then the baby wants it.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, my
oldest
daughter...
Come and take it. It's mine.
Yes.
Yeah.
She yanks it out of her hand, or she pushes her down.
Yep.
So what I've been doing, which I realize now is the same thing that you talk about, that you did with your daughter, where it's like, no, we don't hit. So I yank it out of my oldest hand... And then I say, no, you don't, you know, give it to your sister. And then I give it to the baby. But, I mean, I'm doing the same thing that she's doing to her sister. I'm doing to her, I feel.
Okay.
So.
I think it's not bad, but there needs to be a larger context here. One of the ways of dealing with this, because what we really need to do, again, saying to what I would probably do, well, let me back off a little bit, because I was going to say, it's not a terrible solution, but it gives her face time for being naughty. She'll have a heart attack, as you know. She'll have a temper tantrum, and then you have to deal with her. And it also, unfortunately, sends the message to the 1-year-old, who will figure it out very quickly, here's a way to get my sister in trouble. So it's not, it's not a terrible solution, but probably what I would, again, let's back off this particular issue and get a larger context, and then we'll come back to it. What we need to do is help older child understand there's a huge advantage at this moment to being a big sister. And what I would point out is big sisters get to stay up later. Big sisters get to watch television. Big sisters, when are you bottle feeding, breastfeeding? How are we feeding the 1-year-old?
Bottle feeding.
Okay. That if the 2.5-year-old comes and maybe reads you a story, or you read her a story when you're feeding the 1-year-old, the idea being that helping the 2.5-year-old understand that she gets special attention for being 2.5. And the nicer she is to her baby sister, the more attention she gets. Because otherwise, she will figure out that basically being naughty is the only way to really get your attention away from the 1-year-old. So it has to be that larger context. And because then you can say to the 2.5-year-old, wow, you know, you were so nice to give your baby sister that toy that you get a gold star. And when you get 2 gold stars, you get to do whatever. All right. Because otherwise it's just you took it from your sister. You get to go back to your sister. She'll then have a temper tantrum. Then you're saying, you know, you can't behave like this, or she'll go clobber the 1-year-old. And then she has to be punished for that. So it's not that there's any, you can see that there's no obvious perfect solution to the notion of the younger kid took the toy and now the older kid wants it. And again, it will teach the younger child, here's a way to get mom's attention as well. All I have to do is pick up a toy. My sister will slug me. I then cry. Mom will come and give me both the toy and the attention. So, and so what we want is a larger kind of context in that of their huge advantages to being the big sister and being nice to your sister. And you get gold stars for it. When we're giving the baby her lunch, if you come and read a story. And, of course, the younger sister will adore the older sister, even if she's clobbering her, because that's younger okay. kids really like older sister. So try, rather than punishing this, and I'll tell you what I would do, rather than giving the toy to the kid, what I would do is your daughter takes the toy, you go and play with the kid. Because that's really, I think, a more powerful lesson. As you point out, if big people could just take toys from little people, exactly as you say, all right, little big person takes it from littler person, mom who's bigger takes it from me. So, you know, that's not really the lesson. The lesson is you're going to get a lot more attention for doing good than doing wicked. And if you just ignore the fact she's taking the toy, except to give the younger child the attention. Now, the problem is that it's teaching the younger child that if she hollers enough, she'll get attention, but she's probably already knows that. So it's not reinforcing that a whole lot. Yeah, it's not reinforcing that a whole lot. So, Jocelyn, you hear that I think that the larger issue is not what do we do when the younger child takes the toy, because that's, and again, I think the it's not a perfect solution, but ignore the 2.5-year-old and focus on the 1-year-old, because understand that the gold standard here in the toy, it's mom's attention. So if the 2.5-year-old figures that what I do is get the kids, you know, mom's attention diverted to the enemy, she's less likely to do it. At the same time, giving her huge clues about how to get your attention, which is to be nice, to rub the 1-year-old's feet and to tell her stories and to hold her hand and make sure that the frying pans are very far away from your 2.5 daughter's reach so she doesn't clobber the kid. So I think, give it a try. Let me know if it works. It should. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Alrighty, so we get the point that what we're trying to do, I mean, that's the tricky part about parenting, is not punishing, but sort of seeing the long perspective, having that perspective, because kids certainly don't, and understanding what we're really trying to do is not set up a rivalry between the kids. I mean, sibling rivalry is a real phenomenon, and the rivalry isn't for a toy, as I mentioned. It's for the parents' attention. So if instead of doing that, what you can do is, and it's kind of what we were talking about the issue about rejection last hour, if you can help a child understand that there's a huge advantage to being nice, to being a big sister, to helping mom, to sharing our toys, then you've gone a long way to helping that child become not only socialized, but actually a nice human being. Okay, so enough about children, at least temporarily. You know I'm a great fan of sleep. I remember reading a quote from Katharine Hepburn years ago, and I remember someone asked her to what she owed her longevity, and she said at least one day a week, she would turn off the phones, get into bed, pull up the covers, and spend the entire day in bed, not talking to a soul. And I remember at the time thinking, wow, what a waste. And now I think, wow, what a good idea. So I think that sleep is, you know, people spend, especially women, but men are spending it too, spend gazillions. I think it's like a $3 trillion industry or something huge about cosmetics and facelifts and Botox and all this stuff to make us forever young and beautiful. Of course, none of which actually works, but nevertheless. And it turns out that one of the cheapest and best and most effective beauty aids is really just getting 8 hours sleep. And it turns out that in addition to that, I've mentioned before that there was a study done a bunch of years ago that suggested that they took high school or college athletes who are presumably very strong and in very good shape, and they sleep deprived them for 3 days. No sleep at all. And what they found is that they could induce schizophrenic-like symptoms in them after 3 days. And these are perfectly healthy people. So the idea of sleep deprivation. And we've gotten to the point in our society that, you know, well, I only need 2 hours sleep. This is perhaps an unfortunate topic to take up with Nathan today, since he has gotten no sleep overnight. But nevertheless, that sleep really does seem to mend the frazzled coil. I know it's a misquote, but nevertheless, you get the point. And it turns out that now they're saying that sleep can actually affect the size of your brain. So we'll talk a little bit more about that when we return. And if you want to talk about if you've got sleep issues or sleep problems or just dreams, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, so we're talking about the brain. You know, one of the interesting statistics is that we've learned more in the last 10 years than probably everything else combined up to that point about the brain. And I was in medical school, I guess I was in medical school about 20-some years ago. And I remember at the time people saying, well, we're right at the cusp of being able to understand exactly how the brain works. And which, look, I'm a psychologist, so the idea of being able to understand how the brain works, baby. And I did a lot of work in neuropathology, which was after people had given up the ghost, I got their brain to study. And, you know, at the end of that, and it was intense, and it was state-of-the-art, and it was really interesting. And at the end of that, I understood how you move your finger, but in terms of personality, and memory continues to astound and amaze us, because there's so many different areas that every time we think we've mapped out the memory in the brain, and I think there at this point there are like 7 or 8 different areas. We found another one, and I talked before about the idea that that meaningful music seems to open other pathways back to memory, which is, again, it's not documented neurologically yet, but it's documented in terms of, you know, mother-in-law research of anecdotal information. But so this is an interesting, as I said, I've always been a fan of sleep, and more so the older I get. As I, you know, as a kid, I was like everybody else, wow, I can get along on 3 hours sleep. And part of it is you have a lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of work to do, especially in school. But I tend not to play those games so much anymore. And I'm also a great fan of naps. We love naps. I mean, even 20 minutes, I'm a great power napper. At one point in my life, I was doing 3 hours of radio every day and 8 hours of television every day. And I would the reason I could do it is I would take a 20-minute nap in between stuff, and not the world's smartest thing to do, but nevertheless. So what they did, this is an interesting study, and I'm not sure exactly how they figured it out, because it seems like it's almost one of those accidental findings. They looked at about 150 adults between the ages of 20 and 84, and they did MRI scans, which are not inexpensive to do, to examine the link between sleep problems like an insomnia and brain volume. All right, and what we know, and we knew this, we've known it conclusively since MRIs and CAT scans, but we knew it before at autopsy, is that in severe brain problems like Alzheimer's, that it's called a pathognomonic, that you get boxcar ventricles, that the ventricles that are usually kind of rounded, not kind of rounded, they are rounded in a normal brain. And we now can see it in an MRI, but before it had to be an autopsy, because that was the only way you could see what the brain looked like, that they became squared off, hence the term boxcar ventricles, and with devastating results, including memory loss and loss of just essentially everything, serious Alzheimer's. So what they did in this particular study is they did MRIs, and then they did another one 3.5 years later. Now, how they figured this out, I don't know, but they did. And they said that about a third of the people met the criteria for poor sleep health, and whatever, however they defined that. And they said that those with sleep problems had a more rapid decline in brain volume or size over the course of the study than those who slept well. Now, someone is going to be wise enough to say, well, which is chicken and which is egg? Is it they couldn't sleep because their brain was deteriorating, or their brain deteriorated because they couldn't sleep? The logic would probably support the latter, but it's not terribly clear when it comes to physiology. And over 60, things became even more dramatic. So the idea being that poor sleep patterns can actually contribute to dementia. So that if sleep can lead to memory loss, the size of the brain would also be affected. A little less obvious and linear, but nevertheless. We know that lack of sleep can lead to all sorts of problems. Poor sleep can affect our immune system, we know that. Our cardiovascular health, weight, and memories, and we still don't know why. Studies have shown that poor sleep can cause protein buildup in the brain that attacks brain cells, so we're still trying to put the piece of the puzzle together. Because believe it or not, even after all these years of human history and medicine and science, is we don't actually know why people sleep. I mean, we can make all sorts of assumptions, but in terms of hard data, and why we dream. One of the assumptions has been it's just kind of like a memory, you know, it's just like a drop, you know, just getting rid of all that stuff. But that doesn't fit the data very well. People think that sometimes dreams are meaningless, which also doesn't fit the data very well. There are obviously effective treatments for sleep problems, but the question is, if you improve the quality of people's sleep, can you slow the rate of brain volume loss? Because that's what we don't want to do. As your brain shrinks, so does your ability to function. So the idea being that if we could help everyone, and a third of the people, that's a huge number of people, right? He said the same thing I said, which is not what the article itself says. Is the sleep problem that causes the atrophy, or is it the atrophy that causes the sleep problems? And obviously that's something hopefully we're going to be sorting out in the next couple of years. But in the meantime, what does that mean for those of us who are presumably in relatively good health and have our memories are relatively intact? And the answer is, get enough sleep. That if in fact, as our brain shrinks, we're going to have more trouble sleeping, it certainly means that in the meantime, where we don't have those problems, that we should get the appropriate amount of sleep. And we know that whenever you go to bed, you should get up about the same amount of time. And people think, well, all right, I'll sleep in on the weekends. And what you'll find, if you're one of those people who slept in on the weekends, what you'll find on Monday morning, da-da, is that you're having sleep problems. You're having a headache. You're feeling a little groggy. You can't concentrate as well. So when you go to bed, it's not as important as maintaining a consistent level of arising when you get up in the morning, all right? So take that into consideration. The notion that somehow you can make up sleep deprivation does not seem to be the case. I know all of us feel like, okay, if I can just make it to the weekend, I'll be okay. But if you can sort of try and have more consistent sleep patterns, and I know we all have busy lives, so it's not completely positive to do or completely capable of doing it. But if you can shoot for it, and instead of sort of feeling that it's a symptom of great superiority to get less sleep, understand that you're not doing your brain much of a favor, that getting to bed at a reasonable amount of time, sleeping in an atmosphere that allows you to be relaxed. It turns out that the average amount of time that it takes, if you're not sleep deprived, to go to sleep is about 20 minutes. So if you're falling asleep as soon as your head hits the pillow, you're probably not getting enough sleep. All right. Be careful about naps. As you know, I'm a great fan of them. I think they're great. But don't nap too close to bedtime or you'll find yourself not being able to sleep at night. All right. So if you have some questions about sleep, 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Dr. Joy, I have an issue with, I have a nephew getting married in July, this coming July. And I really don't want to be a part of this wedding, and I will give you the reasoning behind that.
Okay.
He and his fiance have been living together for, I'm going to say, 3-4 years now.
Okay.
I'm going to guess she's in the 27-28 years of age, and he is the same. They've been living with my brother, which is none of my business. I have, you know, no comments about that. However, they have made it very well known that they are both having affairs with other people.
Ah!
And
Yeah.
Wow.
They all work for the same company, which is a large company, and I have another nephew and his wife also work at this company, as well as my brother, who's the father of this groom-to-be.
How did you find out about this? Who told you?
Oh, they make it very public on Facebook.
So your nephew says we're having an affair? I'm having an affair with somebody?
He makes it very public with this other woman that he's seeing. And everybody on the job site know all this, and it's just sort of a joke.
Does the fiancé know?
Anyhow, she's having an affair with another guy. I don't know if they know each other. Like, if they both know that they're messing around, I'm going to assume yes, because they have no qualms about being so open about
either of their relationships. They're having sex. They're not friends, but they're actually having sex.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyhow, my issue is I'm thinking, okay, so now you expect other family members and friends to, you know, take time off work, go out of town because they don't live in the same town as I do, and take part in what I consider to be a joke. I mean, I just don't know how to get out of this.
Okay.
Like, obviously, if I say I don't want to come, my brother's going to say, well, what the heck?
All right, and you would say to him, they're both having affairs.
I don't know what to say. That's the problem.
Well, oh, yeah.
Because when I think of saying, well, the kids are not even faithful to each other, then I hear your voice in my ear saying, that doesn't help anybody.
Okay, let me give you a completely different point of view on this, and then we'll sort of negotiate with one another, all right? Because you can do whatever you want to do, obviously. What if both of them had the idea that they were... Do you know about the Amish tradition of devil year? Let me explain it to you. I knew nothing about it. And, in fact, watched a documentary about it, which I thought was going to be softcore porn, and I was going to watch the first 3 minutes and then not watch it. And it turns out to be very interesting because the Amish community, Mennonites, and I actually spent, I was in second, third grade. I lived in York, Pennsylvania, so I had a bunch of friends who were Amish. And it turns out it's a very fundamentalistic sort of sect, let's call it, that has very specific rules. And one of the things that they do with kids when they turn 18 is they say, go out into the world and experience everything except you can't get pregnant. So you can have sex, drugs, rock and roll, you have to use condoms, and then come back after 2 years and decide if you want to join the sect, because it has very specific rules. And once you're here, you can't have sex outside of marriage, and you can't, I think you can't drink as well. I'm not Amish, but I don't remember all of it because it was a while ago. But the basic, very specific rules. And their notion, which I find incredibly smart and kind of refreshing as opposed to judgmental, is, look, how do you know to opt for one lifestyle unless you've experienced options? So let's apply the Amish devil year to your nephew and his fiance for a moment, just as a hypothetical construct, that they are saying marriage is for a long time, so let's sow our wild oats now. We are committed to one another, and once we are married, then we are going to adhere to the laws of the church, and we are going to be very chaste, we're going to be very loyal, we're going to be very faithful, we're going to be very committed to one another. So that's at least the possibility, which gives you then the possibility of going to your nephew and saying, Charmer, I've seen your website. It seems to me that you are messing around, to put, you know, not too fine a word on it, as is your fiance. And I'm just wondering how you view your marriage vows as affecting this. And he will either say, it's none of your business, or, you know, you're old-fashioned, you're a fogey, at which point, as far as I'm concerned, you can send him a card and skip the wedding, because as far as you're concerned, you'd be participating in something that's more than a little hypocritical. However, I would also then, so one possibility is just ask. And you don't have to necessarily ask your brother, although I suppose you could. I mean, technically you could say, look, it just seems to me that there's a disconnect here between what a wedding is and their behavior, and I'm just a little curious about what your stance is on it, because you're the one who's footing the bill, which is probably better than fitting the bill. I did it again. That you're footing the bill. So I'm just curious about how you reconcile this. And you can ask him as a question rather than making a judgmental statement of, gee, you know, this seems to me that if you look at their Facebook page, both of them are less than committed to one another. And I'm just curious about how you reconcile this with the notion of how we were brought up with a wedding. All right. So you can ask him, you can ask your nephew, and you can be curious rather than furious. The other option of thinking about a wedding is if the requirement of being at a wedding was that everybody had to approve of the bride and groom, everybody would elope. Because half the people think that he's not good enough for her, the other half think that she's pregnant, the other half don't like the other family. So the requirement of being at a wedding is not that you approve of the duo, not that you approve. It's just that you're showing up because somebody that you care about, whether it's the family of the bride, the family of the groom, the bride, tradition, they were in your wedding, whatever. The reasons why people show up at a wedding have absolutely nothing to do with giving the stamp of approval to the couple. It just doesn't. Never has. It's a statement that says, in this life, it's a lonely existence, that showing up, if we can make a difference, is something we do, not necessarily for the other person, but for us. It's how we feel connected. It's how we feel that we exist. So, having said all that, do I think you have to go to the wedding? No, I don't. But I think you're going to create some problems that are probably not worth it to create. Not only with your brother, with your nephew, but if you've got kids, you're going to get the family. You're going to start a civil war. Do we agree with Ann or disagree with Ann? And so what I would probably do in your circumstances, as far as I'm concerned, it's okay to ask the questions ahead of time. Or you can decide, to hell with it, I don't really care. It's not my business. I'm just going to go show up, do a minor check or, you know, whatever, or send him a card, or that my gift is, my present is my presence, and do whatever you want. But my issue for you not going is it going to create more problems for you than it's worth? If you feel strongly enough about it, then I think you're allowed to do what you want to do. But again, with crisis rights, the deal is we show up not because we approve, but because it's part of the social structure. It's part of the social fabric. So, and as far as I'm concerned, you can go minimal amount of time. You and your husband can go check into the Motel Motel. And you can certainly ask or not ask any of those questions ahead of time. I just wanted to give you options that might ease the emotional burden that I'm sure you're feeling at this moment.
Yeah. If I were to ask these questions, because we live in two separate cities about 5 hours apart, it would be proper to ask them in person, correct?
Well, like, not necessarily. If you're already going to go, yeah, I much prefer, since you've got till July, if there's a time that is going to be convenient where everybody's going to be face to face, I think it's a great idea because you're going to get much more information, and it's not, you can't hang up on somebody in a restaurant. You can on a phone.
Right.
Tone, and when you're talking about important emotional issues, I much prefer face to face. But I don't want you to go to the wedding and ask at that moment, because at that moment,
No.
Okay.
Of course not.
If you could do that beforehand, and of saying, look, I really have something important I need to talk with you about, and it's been weighing on my conscience, and can you and I agree to meet in, you know, in Cincinnati or something, halfway in between, for the weekend, I'll buy you lunch. I mean, however you want to do it. My preference is certainly face-to-face, but I don't want you to do it at the wedding, because I think it'll give you and everybody else a huge stomach ache. All right, so now you have some options.
I should speak to the nephew prior to speaking to my brother. Like, what if my brother doesn't know of this?
Well,
whole Facebook scene.
Well, but you can explain. You can ask him and say, "Look, have you checked out Facebook? Because it seems to me, I mean, you can certainly go to the nephew first. He's a grown up human being, and father's not really responsible.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, preference would probably be going to nephew, and then nephew. I mean, the invitations probably haven't been sent out, and if you make the nephew unhappy enough with you, maybe it will solve the problem because he won't invite you.
Okay.
Okay, that was a little sneaky on my part. Okay?
All right, thank you very much, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, man.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. So guess who I got an email from today? Dear valued customer, on September 8th, we confirmed our payment data system has been breached, which could potentially impact customers using payment cards at our U.S. and Canadian stores. On September 18th, we confirmed that the malware, I love these terms, used in the breach has been eliminated from our U.S. and Canadian stores, and that we have completed a major payment security project that provides enhanced encryption of payment data at point of sale throughout
our U.S. stores.
Home Depot.
And what they're saying is we're offering customers who used a payment card at Home Depot store in 2014 from April on 12 months of free identity protection services, including credit monitoring, beginning on September 19th. We apologize for the frustration and anxiety. Visit our website where you'll find frequently asked questions, helpful tips. But they want all my information. I don't know about this. They said, you know, if you don't trust us, why would that be? Here's a phone number. You can call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT, I think, or something. I don't know. I spent several hours on the phone this morning with Amex because someone, as I said last week, had taken my... They didn't take my credit card. I had my credit card. They just took the number, which is even scarier in some ways. I mean, I had the damn number, the card. There we go. All right, I'm whining. 855, it's modern technology. What can I tell you? 855-99-37569. Joe, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Joan.
Hi. My question to you is, I'm having like a little problem. I'm like going through weight loss.
Okay.
I'm writing in my journals.
Good girl.
But I'm not finding the problem. I don't know why I can't. I'm a procrastinator, and I give up. I just stop. I'll do great. Like, I'll lose 60 pounds and then just stop.
Okay, well,
and
I mean, how about...
But I'm just I never complete anything, Dr. Jordan.
Well,
never.
No. Don't say that to yourself, because if you say,
okay,
I'm the kind of person who never completes anything, guess what? You're not going to complete anything. If you say, you know what? Oh, and let's look at this. So how much weight have you lost so far, Joe?
Okay, this time I'm like 15 pounds down.
Good for you. Over what period of time?
About a month.
That's excellent. All right. So how long do you feel like you've been stuck?
Forever. I just...
No. You've lost 15 pounds, so...
Well, I'm getting it like now. I just left Whole Foods, so I got myself together. I was like, I'm not going to eat any chocolate. But I guess I don't...
Okay.
I don't know how long.
Let's do a couple things. Let's do a couple things. First of all, if you view yourself as, I could never have another piece of chocolate as long as I live, you're putting yourself in a really compromised position, because, I mean, that's a terrible idea to never have chocolate the rest of your life. And in fact, chocolate is not terrible for you. But if you said to yourself, look, any week where I lose 2 pounds or more, on Saturday, I can have as much chocolate as I want.
Okay.
Then let's just take that example. What you've given yourself is a goal, a very specific goal. You're not saying I'm going to lose weight, or if I lose enough weight. You're being very specific. If I lose 2 pounds, and we can modify this, obviously. I'm just picking numbers. If I lose 2 pounds this week on Saturday, so we're picking a specific goal, a specific weight loss, a specific day, I can have as much chocolate as I want. Now, one of the things you will find is once you know that you can have as much as you want, you're not going to want all that much. If nothing else, you'll lose your taste for it. You'll get a headache from the caffeine, the sugar, whatever. All right, but just start off that way. And then what you can do is you can begin modifying that a little bit. You can say, all right, if I can go once a week, and I really would like to be more effective in my weight loss, maybe what I can do is, instead of having Saturday once a week, I can do every other Saturday. I can do the second and the fourth Saturday of any month. All right, so you can begin modifying. Again, keeping a very specific goal, very specific day, very specific poundage. And then what we can do, so we've taken care of the immediate. That's just called, you know, behavior modification, all right, biofeedback. All right, so that's number one. Number two, then what we can say is, if I got to my ideal weight, what would that mean? What does weight mean to me? And I don't know if you've ever looked at that, but I've had clients in the past who, I had one client who was in a very unhappy marriage. And what she felt, and it took us a while in therapy to find it, because the issue was not weight loss per se.
Mm-hmm.
The issue was, she felt if she ever lost the weight and was really attractive to other men, that she would leave her marriage. That as long as she was and heavy that no other man would be attracted to her, so she would not be tempted to leave her marriage. Well, obviously, I mean, that's gonna sabotage her out of nowhere, because the issue wasn't really weight. The issue was being in an unhappy marriage. So once we started looking at her marriage, that she could either improve it or leave it, or and part of it may very well have been her husband who said, wow, you know, you look really great, and became more possessive. I mean, there are all sorts of issues here. But the point being that we need to look at this on a couple of different levels. In terms of the weight loss, relatively easy to manage. And as you point out, you know, you've lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's half a person. So you know how to lose weight, number one.
Yeah, and I did find the problem. The problem is what you're saying, the underlying problem is self-sabotage. I do know that. Through looking at my journals and reading them over the years.
All right, so
That was the main thing that stuck out was self-sabotage.
All right, so what? Why are you sabotaging yourself? What's the subtext?
That's the reason why I don't know.
All right, I'll tell you what. Is it that I don't think I deserve it?
I don't know.
Well, be careful. I mean, you don't want to do psychobabble on yourself. You want to do emotional archaeology. You want to say, okay, what is it? If I were thin. And I don't know if thin is really the issue. I don't know if what would be the consequence. Are you single or are you married?
I'm single.
Okay. Do you want to be single or do you want to be married?
I date a lot, so that's not the issue. I have no problem with dating. My dating life is great.
Okay. Did you grow up with a mom and dad in the household?
I did.
Okay. Do you have a good relationship with both?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Were either of them heavy?
My mother was for a while, but she lost a lot of weight. And actually, my dad didn't like it, but she lost a lot of weight. She's kept it off for 20 years.
Okay. When you say your dad didn't like it, tell me about that a little bit.
Well, I have a West Indian family, so West Indian men tend to like run a little thicker. And so he just wasn't too pleased with it, you know, her losing weight. She lost like 50 pounds.
Right, I'll tell you
what. He didn't like it.
You hear the music. So what I need you to do is I want you to tell me how he displayed his dislike of it, how old you were at the time. We'll talk about it in just a little bit. Well, I'm going to start you off next hour. Dorothy, hang on for me. I'll get to you, I promise. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. We're talking a little bit about weight loss and how to get it off, how to keep it off, and why. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at Dr. Joy.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.